I'm excited about this particular episode. See, in fact, my talk, I'm in English, you understand. This episode, it suits me. We are following the money, and we will show you how to follow the money. Special shout out to everyone that listened to the first band. I'm sure you enjoyed it. It was cool. It was interesting. Climate Financing 101, but this one, we're bringing something really sweet. My name is Nancy Odimegu. I'm your host, and welcome to Civic Band. So for today's conversation here, I mentioned earlier that we're following the money, but we're going to tell you what it takes, how to follow this money. And I'm with no other than the Papa. The popo. When you say you are somebody that's following the money, you cannot hide anything from her. The head of track of budgets, Ayo Midola Dipo. Hi, Ayo. Please, hi, camera.
Shout out.
A standing ovation. Hi, Ayo. It's good to see you. It's good to have you join us.
It's great.
You're looking really beautiful and pink. And what that way we are rhyming. I think we have something with the colors going on.
GT.
Come and sponsor her. I'm telling you.
Orange.
Okay. So, Ayo, we're talking about following the money. We want to break it down for Nigerians to understand. So tell us basically, like, how far Tracker, you know, the work that Tracker does, and make us understand really what Tracker does out there for Nigerians and, you know, accountability and governance in general.
Okay. You have said that I should not speak too much
no,
big grammar.
Please.
You know that a lot of times our work involves big grammar, but I'm not as good at in pidgin as you are. But anyways, there's obviously the notion that Nigeria, we are corrupt, the politicians are corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to say, one politician stole money, another politician stole money. But then, how exactly did that politician steal money? They don't just, there's no safe that they just dip their hands into
and pull funds,
pack out cash.
Yes.
There are processes that they follow, that they take advantage of to steal money. And the thing is, if us as citizens, me and you, do not know those processes, those ways that they take advantage of to steal money, there's no way we can either catch them or prevent them. And so that is what Tracker does, especially with the information aspect. Politicians don't just wake up, or public officials don't just wake up and say, I will steal money, and they go to one account
and just collect osusu when they are not saving it.
Governance follows a process, and that is the gap that Tracker bridges. For instance, we know that the government is supposed to build roads for you. The government is supposed to give you water.
Mm-hmm.
The government is supposed to build that school
standard,
for you.
Yeah.
But then, you just don't know how it will come to pass. You just know this is what they are supposed to do. And so if you don't know how exactly it will come to pass, there's no way you can actually monitor and ensure that these things are being done. So we've done that by bridging the gap and helping citizens to say that this is the way. This is what you need
to get to that way.
Now,
follow
it.
The way.
Because the way we can make it sustainable, it is not in our own hands. We can shout and shout and shout. But as we've seen, especially even in the last election, we've seen that the will of the people is strong. If our people decide that this is what they want,
they will get it. Yes.
And we have started seeing a lot of it. And so what we are doing is give the people, it's like when you want to go to war, they will give you the armor, give you this one in those days, give you everything
that you need.
Go and do it by yourself. And that is what we do with budget information, with allocations, with sometimes whistleblowing, with civic education. It seems like big grammar. It's not big grammar. When we go into communities, we go into a lot of communities that they don't even speak English. And of course, we speak.
And you communicate in the way that they...
And it's as simple as in every budget year. In every year, there's something called budget year for the government, because that is they spend money according to a year.
Yeah.
In every budget year, the government says they will do this in this community, they will do this in that community with this amount of money, with that amount of money. Your own job is to check if your community is part of those places that they said they will do something.
Okay.
Once your community is there, wear your glasses, wear your glove, carry your armor, and follow and torchlight those things, those people that are responsible. Now, it's in three places. They will say they will do it. They will allocate an amount to it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they will now put it under a particular, it's like saying in a particular house, and you have people that do the house chores. You say, today, maybe Blessing's work is to wash plates. This person's work is to do that. And that's how government agencies work. you say this agency, your own is to do this certain project. So if you want to ask the government, you are not necessarily calling Tinubu that Tinubu should come and build school for you, or calling Sanwo-Olu, or calling Dapo Abiodun, or whoever is your governor to come and do this. You are calling those people that they've said it is your responsibility to do that, and those are the agencies. So once you see that your own is there, you call them, you follow up with them, you call your politicians. We know that this and this is supposed to be done. Will you do it for us? And we've seen many situations where these politicians and these agencies, when they get this kind of calls from citizens, they are taken aback. Well, who told you people this thing? How did you people know? Because once they know that people know, then there's now a problem. They are not free to do whatever they wanted to do and with those funds. But when people did not know, of course, you cannot clamor for what you don't know. You cannot fight for what you don't know. Sometimes, maybe they're supposed to build 2 blocks of classroom for you, and they've collected money for 2 blocks of classroom, and they now build just one. You will go there and be thanking them.
Thank you, daddy. Well done.
Because you did not know that it is 2 that they collected money from, and they will also benefit from your ignorance. So, but the information is always out there. The point is, are we assessing it? Are people checking it? They will put the information out there because they are supposed to, and with the hope that people don't see it.
That's what is going to kill me to the next question now. There's information available. Why are we not going to that information where the information is? Why are we not using the information? Do you understand my point? Because now you've explained that, okay, tracker, you're you know, giving them that information, bringing it to the fore, taking it to where they're supposed to go, to the villages, communicating like the communities, communicating in a way they understand. But in so for some weird reason, Nigerians, after you just speak the information, you enter here, they'll connect with you at the very moment. Why don't we use it? We just a romance some, we just did here. Why we not like making good use of this information?
I think it's in so many ways. First, permit me to say, the information is not sexy enough.
It's too much math.
Sometimes it's very hard-hitting. Okay. You know, there are a lot of numbers, there are a lot of grammar you don't understand, a lot of agencies, and you're like, what is this? Another thing, I think that one is a cultural problem. We have a cultural problem of not being able to question and not being able to stand up to authorities. And it's ingrained in the way we do things. Something is going wrong and people cannot ask questions that why is this thing not done? And if there's not one person that asks that question, it makes it look like the one person is the anomaly.
Yeah.
When it should be that
everybody
is the one, it should be the ones asking questions.
So is it because like maybe we are scared, or because the way governance has been in Nigeria?
I don't even just think it's about governance. I think it's even general. You look at the way we are brought up, even in universities, you can't question a lecturer. You can't question something.
You don't want
on.
To go there.
Exactly. So it's already an imbibed culture. And another theory is that because we are coming from the military role, we are coming from years of trauma where people have been beaten down to the extent that you cannot question. For instance, I was talking with my colleagues. If you don't have electricity in your area for 3 days, you should go to the NEPA office and ask them why you do not have electricity for 3 days.
You see, this electricity matter. Let's just leave it.
But people do not.
Yes.
So it's
because they don't feel.
They don't. Yes. To question, it looks like an attack.
Yes.
Questioning looks like an attack. And that's the way we've been growing up. You want to ask an elder, you say, you can't see an elder is lying. When an elder is clearly lying.
Do you understand? You see, I get your point.
And those things come up, they sum up to how we now have to start changing. It's a behavioral pattern to change, because people see when they want to ask questions, a politician question about it and he sees it as an attack. You ask somebody else about this thing and they see it as an attack.
Yeah, that's what you are there for. You suppose
that's why you were elected. Yes. You question government officials and they see it like an attack. So it's a behavioral thing that it is gradual. And that is why another part of our program is catching them young in that aspect, going to schools, secondary schools, universities, because we need a generation that is not afraid to ask questions, that knows their right and ask questions, because that's the only way we can get an active citizenry and we can get people working. people have to be able to question the status quo.
A generation that can ask questions actually and get involved. And I mean, if we put our mind to it, of course, we've said it before, we'll get it. So
let me ask you one question. Where do you live?
Shomolu.
Do you know your EDA chairman?
Why they do like this? Ayo. No, they do like this. No, they, I know my LCDA chairman.
Okay, who is your LCDA chairman?
My, I know they ask me. Calm down. Don't catch
what's the name of your LCDA?
Shomolu now. Shomolu. Shomolu.
Is Bariga LCDA.
Is Bariga. Shomolu is under Bariga.
Shomolu is the local government. Bariga is the LCDA.
Ayo, why you like this? I talk calm. But I know. Okay, for instance, now I know where to go and get it. So it's not like maybe I feel not carry on for air directly.
But the thing is, but I know where to go and get know. It. Because these are the people respond. Like if you're listening to this podcast or you're watching right now, who's your local government chairman? Who's your SCDA chairman?
Your local government
these chairman? Are the people responsible for a bad road or a street that is not tied on your street. They are the ones that are supposed to do it. Something wrong, they are the ones that. So if you don't know, even know the people that are supposed to, then that means you don't even know their office.
Yes.
You don't even know that you can't even call that. Yeah. Excuse me, this and this and this. Yes. You have not done it. Why?
She's actually young. Okay, but that's good and you got me there. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Next local episode, government. Come and report yourself.
Bariga LCDA. Next episode, come I go get yourself. I go get everything. In fact, so now let's talk about some of the success stories. It's been years. You people have been doing the work.
We are 10 this year.
Hey! Shekere.
We are throwing a party. Get ready.
It's
wait
about
for your invite.
To go down.
I'm
automatically
and
Ashebi, invited.
We are selling Ashebi.
You are selling Ashebi?
Trust me.
You are selling Ashebi.
I'm a Yoruba woman. We have to do it full.
Your head is dead. So, that's nice. We look out for it. Please, watch out. Tracker at 10.
10.
Hashtag Tijade. So, now, we are 10. That's good. Success stories. Like, what are those things that stood out? Okay, now let's thank you for even bringing it up. What are those things that stood out in the last decade, like in this journey? Remarkable things that the one that you say, this work, it sweets me. Like, oh my God, you know, things that make your work meaningful, things that make you, you know, feel good, that is worth it at the end of the day.
Yeah, they're quite some. And because even this year, we've been deciding to, it's like taking stock of our wins, and every Friday, we put out our impact stories. Always watch out for it.
Yeah.
And there's some that stand out, you know. And sometimes, as somebody that's, I think I joined the team in 3 years ago, you get desensitized to people's problems because they are coming from all over the country. There's nothing new.
What do you mean by desensitized?
Yes, I'm coming to it. Our problem is not a special problem. Our problem are basic problems. A community does not have water for 10 years. Another community does not have light. You know, so many things like that. One, you see some health centers. There was one I saw in Anambra. It's a shop that was converted into a health center, in quotes. You will see a school that does not have roofs and people are learning under it. And before, when they send those things, I get angry. Jesus, what is this? And you know, they keep piling up. So you even see the worst of it. I'm like, it's not new. Move on.
Like, we've
and
seen
so that's it about being desensitized. And I think it happens a lot to us too in the country. Things that should be absurd now look normal. So sometimes when we now get the success stories of communities, you know, we might advocate for about 100 of them in a year, and maybe we'll get success of just 25, because ultimately the goal is not in our hands. We'll shout and shout and shout. We just hope we shout enough for the government to hear us and help us. So there's been some stories recently, a community that the lack of water was causing tribal clashes in Abuja, in FCT right there. Lack of water because they are sharing a small stream, and that small stream, I don't want to name a particular tribe, but we did the story. That small stream, another tribe that they call cattles, they herd cattles, they also come, and the village people be like, we don't want to share this small water with the cattles, blah blah blah, and it causes clashes, people die. This is not even clean water. They are fighting over water that is not even good
enough. It's not consumable, first of all.
And so, and we did an advocacy. We shouted, somebody from, we wrote a letter to the Ministry of Water Resources. They called, they visited. And last month, we went there and we discovered that they now have a fully functional bore. At least, thank you, Jesus. Nobody has to die because of lack of water. Nobody has to be fighting with cattle. That, hey, it's me that should drink this, not this cattle. You get another that thing. There's also another one that we did that is like bittersweet for us. It's a story of a community in Katsina where they don't have an health center and they are being ravaged by banditry. The community is called Sakijiki. I hope I pronounced that right. But anyways,
Sakijiki.
They are being ravaged by banditry. So the communities around them, you know, they can't move freely. So when people are sick, even as small as malaria, there's no health center. We can't go to another community that has health center because there's banditry kill you on the way.
Locking around the corner. I get your yes. point.
You know,
you dey fight small malaria.
You will now have to look at the opportunity cost. It's better this malaria kill me peacefully in my house than somebody put knife in my neck on the road. I know that thing was ongoing for about 3 years, and our state officer Mustafa went there. You know, even our state officers, they brave the odds a lot. I respect them because the things they go through, the places they go, they're very dangerous. And sometimes I'm begging them, please, we don't have ransom money, help me. I beg, you know. And he went there, we did some advocacy, we had meetings with them and all that. And they built a functional health center for them. Today, that is now working. And the story is bittersweet because the story is not like, these people don't have to be killed by bandits for them to get malaria treatment. But the bandits still is still there. Still get. And so there's a lot out of our hands, but the little we can do, we try to, like.
Where you can.
And so there are a lot of these stories, they abound, especially when we even go back to the communities years after and we see that health centers that we advocated for, they are still functioning because there's another level of these stories is that after these things are done, are they sustainable?
Yeah.
Get. And we go back there and we see that there's one community in Niger State that we saw that the health center has now even become a referral center after some years, you know. So you go from not having a health center to having one, then now having one that is functional enough to refer, become a referral center for others. So those are some of the stories that make us say, okay, what we are doing is quite important.
Yeah, and it's worth
helping
it.
Somebody.
At the long run, it's worth it. So you feel good once in a while. So what about the challenges now? Because, I mean, you mentioned your project tracking officers. They go into the ungoable places, you know, speak to, do things, enact things, you know, try and make something out of nothing. And for you to even like that, because there are communities in this Nigeria that don't even have no, they are not reachable, let me say it like that. But you have your project tracking officers daring to go that far. So what are the challenges? How have you been able to navigate the hurdles in any way? And how is the challenges now, where are they coming from? Do you have challenges from maybe like the normal Niger people? Because, you know, acceptance is another thing. So let's see how you guys navigate it.
Our problems are in many fold. many fold. You know, you have from the government, you have from the people. Now, I'll give you examples. Let me even say one. Last 2 weeks, when we did the story on the Ministry of Works and Payments to Microfinance Bank, people were calling me, better take it easy. Please don't let these people come for you. Anytime I hear a knock on my door, I'll just wait. I'll not answer.
You go wait first. Okay.
Daniel, who is there? Before they come and pass me.
How many are mine?
Anyways, that's just for it. Our problems are, our challenges, they are multifaceted. Let me use that word. One of our officers just told me this morning, we got some needs assessment letters from some communities to submit. And due to some challenges or the other, we've not been able to submit them. And he called me that these communities, they have been harassing him. They are saying that he came to collect their needs assessment letter without to make anything. Money from them, and that if they see him, they will deal with him. I'm serious. And you know, it's just, sometimes I wish, can you people channel this energy to
where you're supposed to?
I would like just 2% of this energy to this place. That's by the way. There are some communities that are fully cooperative, and there are some communities that, of course, we've had some of our officers beaten, harassed, because people, maybe a community that have some people supporting, they think that when you bring an information, it's you attacking their political leader.
Yeah, and I think they've been swayed, because even if somebody brings an information, the person did not attack your political leader.
Oh,
just
my
like showing
God.
You why you can't invest, they carry on for it.
Have you met Nigerians? Anyways, and what I just tell my people is, if you go to a community and they are hostile, this is not the gospel of Jesus, so that you will get for being persecuted. Remove your slippers, dust it, and go. If they don't want good governance, you cannot want it more than
more
them.
More than them, actually.
Leave it alone and go. First. There are so many other communities that will need it. We've gone to communities where, after we do town hall meetings, they will even be the ones to give you malt, give you this, give you yams, and say, well, thank you for coming, thank you for giving all this information. And you will go to some. Well, but after you finish, they'll say, where is money? What do you have for us?
Like, I want to help you. See what collect my money.
Yes.
Plenty
like that. And that's then you have the government, where the government officials are always calling to threaten. You know, we've had a situation where they arrested some of our officers in the past. Thankfully, that has died down now.
Yeah.
But we had situations in the past where they would call our officers, threaten. They were harassed. One of our officers was arrested in Kaduna. DSS carried him in Kaduna in 2017 for a politician used DSS to harass a private official citizen. You know, so we've had situations like that, but now it has died down. And now even our state officers, they are proud to show their face and say, before, like, everybody. I'm keeping my head and all that. And so, but we still brave the odds. These are challenges, of course. There's nothing that is smooth sailing. We get all
not
these
easy
problems
for Nigeria.
Yes, we get people that will post something about a government agency, and we'll have people that will come and play the devil's advocate for them. Why, let the government come and defend themselves.
Why are you speaking
must
for
you
them?
Defend them on there? Let them come. What is your own? We did one on NDLEA. We said, we tracked this project though. You see that you did not give us response on it. Come and give. Then they came and started attacking, and some people were supporting them. Trackers should do this. You know that the money that they gave NDLEA to do this project is your money. It's not trackers' money.
Not trackers'
if
money.
You like, be supporting people not to be transparent. It is your. I see comments like that, and sometimes.
You'll be wondering, is it ignorant or lack of information?
You know, when you see trackers sometimes being on social media, being official and all, sometimes the handler is taking all the pain not to insult some people.
All the patience in the world.
You don't have sense. You this man. You are a foolish person.
But you know, you cannot say that.
No.
You cannot look for another way. We are currently at
the we just ignore altogether. You know, you will see so many things on that comment section and all those things. Like, well, thank God for good behavior and social
thank
media
God for
policy.
Discipline. Because
not
the way you bring it,
it will give it back.
Because you are seeing what they are not seeing, so you're vexing.
How will they come and tell you that
the mentality,
they have done this and done this, and you want to play devil's advocate on behalf of the government that is misusing your go and be playing devil's advocate in the market now. That rice is now 75,000. Go there and say, but the government says it is working to try. Why are you sending it to me for 75,000? You will hear where?
You will hear. You will feel it from there. It's been nice talking to you. So we're winding down. I just have one more thing I would like you to speak about, and these are tools now. that citizens can use, because I don't want them to say that they don't know which tool to use. Because now, if it is either ignorance or it's lack of information, or you don't just know how to access this tool, so tell us which of them, how, you know, because I'm sure they are usable, easy. I know of the Tracker mobile app right now, so even if I go there now, that one will not cast me before, so I don't know myself. I will see it there. Do you understand my point? I'll see their phone numbers there, their email address there, and I can reach out and do something. So let's speak to the tools.
Yes, tools major one that is a one-stop shop for you is the Tracker
it's
mobile
really
app.
One-stop shop for you.
Yes, once you download the Tracker mobile, it's available on iOS, it's available on Android. You sign up, you see the projects that are to be done in your community, you see the updates, you can also report on it. And if you have a community need, you can also just submit
okay,
it.
Like we
you
for
need something
we
in your community. Yes,
in community.
You submit it and we take it up for you. We've been
and
doing
you
that
help
for
us to pursue
yes,
it.
We've been doing that for a lot of communities. And let me tell wow. you, please, we've been seeing some requests that you will submit need and you just say we don't have a bridge. You don't have a bridge where?
Okay.
Put those places so okay. we know exactly how well, to yeah. channel your request. Yes, send it. We'll take it up for you. Be assured, it is one of our KPIs. It is somebody's work
to do that.
Ensure that they get those leads to the right places. So we'll get that done for you. You also see how much allocation your Shomolu LGA, your Bariga CDA is collecting
get, yes.
every month. I know. So that is available. You also have the Tracker website, which is tracker.ng.
Yeah.
You can also do the same thing if you don't want to download that app. Maybe you say your phone memory is full and you cannot download the extra app. Just go to the Tracker website. You can do all the same things. You would also see a document if you want a document format where you have all the projects in a particular year. So in 2023, projects that are supposed to be done in Lagos State, you just search Lagos, you download it, you see, then you go and check your own area and see the ones that are for you. Sometimes the project might be supply of one thing, empowerment project that you can benefit, or your mommy can benefit, or your daddy can benefit. You have to tell them for them to go receive it. If not, some people will drop the money.
And you will not know.
And you will be there on social media doing they are trying their best.
It will
be better
them.
Tomorrow. Sit down there.
They are in the tomorrow.
And the last one, the one that you use your eye to see the koro money like this,
yes.
is GovSpend. .ng. You will see exactly how much has been paid. In case your uncle has that company that is collecting government contracts, you see how much he's collecting. So just go and search for the company's name.
And you see it.
Yes, you will see it.
And if the company has ever collected before, uncle, like in history, maybe any government has given that particular company contract.
So far, money has entered into their bank account. You will see the amount there. You know, let me tell a funny story. We did last year when we did a report on personal payments into personal
accounts.
And we put it out. I read somebody's comment that, see my auntie's name there. So my auntie take the collect money from this government.
If you don't know it. See, big money.
And that was so hilarious.
Because
I can imagine where we go. Maybe that guy will call his father and say, "She will quit Auntie Christina no go." So then you also see how much the government has paid for that particular project.
Yes.
So if it has not been done, or the contractor is doing rubbish or something. You can hold them like this and say, "We know you have collected money. You cannot lie that they have not paid you."
Yes.
So
it will be there.
Go to gospel.ng. It's easy. And if you need and have any questions, call us. Our phone number is on our social media pages. I used to say it's a 24-hour line, but it's not 24 hours. We are no hospital. Just call at reasonable times.
Okay.
Call or text,
no hospital.
Or even send an email to us as well, and we'll respond to you.
And you guys are doing great work. You guys are trying. I mean, you guys are really doing. You are really doing well. So well done. You've really fed us well. We are very full. People that don't know, now we know. And we have used the information you're giving us to not grieve for anybody this year. No grief for anybody. So now, just like your tukobo, your last words, your words of encouragement. Because all these things, you know, still easy. Now, person will, like, you know, get will. Now, you go start to define LCG, you know, to do what needs to be done.
Me, I don't usually have nice words, honestly. because it's our life on the line here. And I say it also as a young person. I've already passed my mid-20s. I'm entering my late 20s. And in my 20s, I've lived in a country that it is hard for me to afford basic things that I should have. That's years of my life wasted. 8 years wasted. Another 8 years is coming. And those are years that you're not going to get back. And so when people just say, use it lightly, or sometimes I get annoyed when maybe elderly people say it will be Oshima, which means it will be. When? How long? After many years have been taken away from me. And I also ask them, look at you, you are how old? When has it? You'll be saying Oshima, and it has been getting worse. So when exactly?
She's not dying. The dark will die.
Is it until you die, you know? And these are our youthful years taken away from us. So sometimes it's. I really don't have nice. I'll just say, please. Get active in your own rescues. Our God that says it. And I'm not saying maybe you should jackpot or anything. It just means that get active in the things that matter. I'm a young person too. I watch all the fun things. I listen to the fun blogs. I don't listen to Hello Twitter. But then you can just take some minutes of your time to actually read the things that matter. Pay attention to the things that matter. Ask the right questions. Mm-hmm. The social media is there. You can get everything you need on social media, on the internet. Take a minute of your time to contribute to it. If everybody was taking a minute of their time on social media to actually give the posts, the cries that matter, a lot of attention, we will have the government paying attention to us. And it takes just 1 minute. Like a post, repost a post, visit a website, do something. It's not an assignment, it's not something, it's not taking.
Yes.
So that's just my own, honestly. And how many of us will jackpot? We think that we want to jackpot. It's a lie. It even costs more to jackpot now, times two, than what it cost last year. Next year, you know
in
how
fact,
much
the
it
country
costs?
Is not even accepting you again, so you cannot even jackpot
anyway. And you know how much it costs? We are even struggling to eat. You are not to save money for jackpot for where? So this one, Osibito Lord, this is where you will be.
Make it better
face
here.
Face it.
Yeah.
I look for it.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much,
Aya.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's been good having you. Mm-hmm. So you're just going to give us the last shout out. You know, you're enjoying our coffee now. You understand?
Coffee that is cold.
Artist, you know, we have done good for you. Calm down now. You are giving
coffee
us
that
information.
I had to add my own extra mix.
No, they do like that. You know,
transparency. This is transparency.
So give us a shout out to the Civic Bands. Tell people to listen to Civic
Bands.
Okay,
thank you Civic Bands for coming. Tell people to
no,
people should listen. So people should listen to Civic Bands.
Yes.
Sometimes they will bring you should a woman wash plate or not, so that it will be fun for you.
Yes.
So keep listening, keep following. Yes. Nancy promised that she will not make things because I know that budget.
We have to
Achaka, we like to be using big grammar for everything. But she promises. I mean, to have said that me, I'm not listening if they are using big grammar.
No, we are not using big grammar. But simple, understandable.
It will not be
English.
Big grammar. Keep listening, and she will do give away one of these days.
Hey!
Better follow.
Give away. We have a sponsor already. Emile Fekoba. We have a sponsor already. Don't worry. No, she's right. We are going to do giveaway soon. Thank you so much for listening. It's been interesting, right? Don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Twitter and all our social media handles. It's at Budget ND. Tracker is also Tracker NG. Yes, on Twitter, on Instagram. We are everywhere. Right? Follow us and get the right information. See, if it's better for you, it's better for me. So no grief for anybody this year. Peace out. Until the next one. My name is Nancy. It's been good having you. Bye.
Bye.